These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. Here are your weekend stories from the Sacramento Bee for Saturday, March 25th and Sunday, March 26th. First, the weather. It should be a lovely weekend, with sunny skies and a high of 59 degrees on Saturday. For Saturday night, expect clear skies and a low of 35. There is a frost advisory, so be sure to protect your plants. On Sunday, we'll enjoy more sunshine and a high of 59. As for Sunday night, we'll have mostly clear skies and a low of 36. In climate news, Governor Gavin Newsom rescinded many emergency drought measures Friday, and officials said they will boost supplies for water agencies serving 27 million residents after a record wet winter significantly improved conditions left by 3 years of drought. Newsom revoked requirements for local water agencies to enforce conservation measures and rolled back his own call for voluntary conservation. The Department of Water Resources also said it now expects to deliver 75% of requested water through the State Water Project, up from 35% announced last month. Yet at a briefing beside flooded Yolo County wetlands, the governor stopped short of declaring the drought over and said some parts of his emergency order remain key to replenishing underground aquifers and preparing for future dry periods. In an illustration of California's climate extremes, a series of winter storms flooded Central Valley and coastal communities, filled up nearly empty reservoirs, and cloaked the Sierra Nevada in record snowpack to reverse the state's driest 3 years on record this winter. Close to half of the state is classified as no longer experiencing drought, including the state's major population centers in the San Francisco Bay Area and Greater Los Angeles. Parts of the San Joaquin Valley, meanwhile, are still experiencing flooding from this week's storm. In politics news, California lawmakers could ban Skittles, Ring Pops, hot tamales, and other popular candies and foods in an effort to push manufacturers to remove certain food dyes and other dangerous and toxic ingredients. Assemblyman Jesse Gabriel, a Democrat from Woodland Hills, and Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks, a Democrat from Oakland, last month introduced a bill that would prevent the sale, manufacture, or distribution of foods that contain red dye number 3, titanium dioxide, potassium bromate, brominated vegetable oil, and propylparaben. Skittles contain titanium dioxide, and Ring Pops and hot tamales have red dye number 3, both of which give the candies a brighter, more colorful appearance. The ingredients are present in thousands of other food products, from fruit cups to baked goods, according to an environmental working group database. All of the dyes and ingredients Assembly Bill 418 would ban are currently prohibited by European Union regulators because of their links to elevated cancer risks, child behavioral concerns, and other health issues, according to a release from Gabriel's office. Californians shouldn't have to worry that the food they buy in their neighborhood grocery store might be full of dangerous additives or toxic chemicals, Gabriel said in a statement. This bill will correct for a concerning lack of federal oversight and help protect our kids, public health, and the safety of our food supply. Consumer and health advocates in October petitioned the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to ban red dye number 3, and a California resident in July filed a lawsuit against multinational food maker Mars over the alleged toxicity of titanium dioxide. Cosmetics companies are no longer allowed to use red dye number 3 in their products, but the FDA still allows it in foods, according to Consumer Reports. Gabriel told the Los Angeles Times and other media outlets he is a fan of the very candies he is trying to ban. The assemblyman doesn't want to get rid of the foods, he just wants to see the companies that produce them remove the ingredients in question. I think the overwhelming likelihood of what's going to happen would be that they would make minor modifications to their recipes, Gabriel told the Times. In state news, a California sculpture almost 3,000 miles away from home stood for nearly a century without much public controversy, until now. Statues of Father Junipero Serra were largely uncontroversial until knowledge of how Native Americans were treated in the California missions he created became more publicly widespread. California donated a bronze statue of Serra to the United States Capitol's National Statuary Hall collection in 1931, and he remains in this place of prominence today. However, almost a century later, amid a re-examination of monuments and what values they communicate, many California locations have removed Serra's likeness. Violence tied to white supremacy and protests against police brutality and racial injustice in 2020 spurred a turning point for public symbolism nationwide. Monuments have been removed, torn down, or hidden in recent years. Statues of Confederate generals, due to their honoring of racism throughout history, have been plucked from locales. Virginia dumped Robert E. Lee in 2021. A likeness of Christopher Columbus, criticized for colonization, genocide, and exploitation of indigenous people, in Philadelphia was temporarily shrouded in a plywood box between 2020 and 2022. And New York took down a statue of Theodore Roosevelt in front of the Museum of Natural History in 2022 because of its depictions of a Native American man and a black man. Many statues that remind viewers, predominantly people from minority groups, of subjugation and mistreatment remain. But many too are being replaced with thought to underrepresented people, whether in race, gender, sexuality, career, or accomplishments. In Statuary Hall recently, Florida made history by adding the first likeness of a black person in the state sent collection to the Capitol. This spring, Sacramento will erect a monument of William Franklin Sr., a Miwok leader who worked to preserve the culture of the group native to Northern California. Franklin replaces Serra, who faced a similar racial reckoning in California. Protesters toppled his likeness from California's Capitol grounds in 2020. Franklin will replace Serra thanks to legislation signed by Governor Gavin Newsom last year. Assemblyman James C. Ramos, a Democrat from Highland, who authored the bill to get the new monument placed, said that the education system has led to public misunderstanding of the plight of Native Americans in the United States, let alone California. "It's been romanticized in books," said Ramos, the first California Native American in the legislature. "It's not until now that the educational system is open to start to correct some of those interpretations of history." That wraps up your Sacramento Bee Weekend Report. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.